hear your favorite NFL legends sharing their stories and insights every week right here on Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari. Take it away, guys.
When the door is locked, there's no way out.
And now back in making his eighth appearance with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is former Bengals, Vikings, and Panthers defensive back and TNT Hall of Famer, Leonard Wheeler. Let me remind you about Leonard's background. He was born in Toccoa, Georgia, which is about 90 miles northeast of me here in Atlanta. Played his college ball at Troy University. He was a third-round draft pick by the Cincinnati Bengals back in 1992, and he played in the NFL from 92 to 99. After he retired, he served as the president of the Charlotte Retired Players Chapter of the NFL Players Association. He is also on the former Players Board of Directors for the NFLPA. He is a national speaker for NFL Play 60. And Leonard was literally guest number 14 on this show all the way back in December of 2011, and he has been a wonderful friend and a wonderful supporter, and we have a great time every time he joins us here on Thursday Night Tailgate, and we're glad to have him back with us again tonight. Leonard, Chris, and Bob, how are you, my friend?
Welcome back.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me tonight.
So, Leonard, how are you? How's 2018 treating you?
Man, if life was in it better, it would need to be two of me. Like, it is such a blessing being an executive director for the Legends community, getting to work with my guys. Man, let me tell you, I cannot ask for anything better right now.
Expand upon that, Leonard. Talk about the things that you're doing with the former players.
Well, I'm a co-executive director with Chad Pennington of the Legends community that Troy Benson and Tracy Perlman started over 4 years ago. And right now we have over 7,300 players that are enrolled in the Legends community. We're changing the narrative of how we think players. And we're implementing so many different strategies. We're partnering with so many different groups like the PA, the Trust, the Gridiron Grace, and the Player Athletes Foundation. And we're doing a lot of great work right now for our players and their families.
So, Leonard, I got to get your thoughts on what's going on locally there with your Carolina Panthers. Want to get your thoughts. They finished 11-5 last season, tied for first with the Saints, a game ahead of the Falcons in the NFC South. When you look at the Panthers for this upcoming season, what are your expectations?
Well, I think they started early. I think they started early by really changing their mindset, changing their focus. With the draft picks, you think about the young players that are coming back. You have McCaffrey at running back that's coming back. Of course, we know Cam. You have some young receivers that were drafted and some undrafted free agents. And I think even the ownership now, Jared Richardson did an amazing job of getting the Carolina Panthers to where they are to date. And you know what? And at the end of the day, we know that change is inevitable. And at the end of the day, people love change. They adapt to change. They adapt to something new. And so I think you're going to see something that's going to shock the nation this year.
You mentioned McCaffrey, Leonard. He had 1,100 yards combined between rushing and receiving as a rookie. Yeah. But when you look at a McCaffrey, the body frame to me doesn't suggest that he's a guy who can be a workhorse running back. Your thoughts, can he be the guy? Can he be an every down back?
Well, you know, they said the same thing about Reggie Bush. They said the same thing about Barry Sanders. Barry Sanders was a little bit over 5'6", but yet he's the greatest running back to ever play the game. They said Emmitt Smith was probably too slow, but yet he has more yards than anybody in the NFL, in the history of the NFL. And so you look at McCaffrey, one thing that you can't measure in a great is their heart. You can't measure their will to win. That's not quantifiable. And I think what's going to happen when he's surrounded with a team of people that believe in him and him believing in himself, think about his dad. His dad played in the NFL for the Denver Broncos for a long time. This man has been bred like a racehorse to be a beast. And I think that's what you're going to see happen in front of the entire nation this year.
Let's switch over to Cam. Right? And Cam is a dynamic talent and a tremendous athlete. You can't take anything away from what a tremendous athlete he is.
Right.
I'm not sure he's an elite quarterback, Leonard, or a great leader for that matter. I think he got a little exposed in Super Bowl 50 when things didn't go his way. And, you know, some of the lack of the leadership skills have showed out from time to time. Your thoughts on Cam? Can he be a guy that that can lead these guys and be he's obviously got the C on the jersey, but is he a captain that they can all get behind?
Well, let me just put it this way. You said something very important that I want to make sure that all the listeners heard you say it. He was at the Super Bowl. What else can you ask from a quarterback? He was at the big game. I've seen so many people play or have a bad game. But guess what? Every quarterback, I know Hall of Famers that cannot say, I went to the Super Bowl. They can't even have that general conversation. Can he do it? Not only do I believe he can do it, I believe that he's done it. And I believe that what he has to do is continue to remind himself and maybe at some times be a little bit more emotionally controlled and be a better leader as far as emotional is concerned. And I think you're going to have yourself not only a future Hall of Famer, but somebody that's going to go down in history to have broken a lot of records.
Bob, questions for Leonard?
Always a pleasure to speak with you, my friend. And, you know, as you know, Leonard, I always like to go back into our guests' childhoods and see, you know, to really investigate and see how they made it to the point where they did and had so much success. Now, growing up in Georgia, Leonard, tell our listeners, were you a three-sport athlete, four-sport athlete, and could you have played any other sport at the highest level as you did?
You know, I thought I was a great basketball player until they made me dribble with my left hand. And so all they had to do was guard one side of me. And I realized that I'm limited in that perspective. But I was a pretty decent track runner. I love playing sports. I love basketball. I love running track, and I love football. We didn't have soccer, but I think I really could have been a pretty good soccer player. But growing up where we did, you know, we have so many guys that went on to play professional sports from my hometown. And let me tell you, I don't think I could have been around a better group of young people and coaches that brought my affability out of me.
And speaking of young people, and I know you do a lot of work with alumni and things like that, but do you get a chance to talk to kids on a regular basis? And what do you do, Leonard, when these kids say, I'm going to be the next Leonard Wheeler, I'm going to play in the NFL, it's not going to be a problem. How do you approach that?
You know, I always tell kids, don't be afraid to dream big. Like, don't be afraid to dream big. I told my mom when I was 8 years old that I was going to play in the NFL and I was going to buy her house, and she was not going to cry anymore. And what I tell kids and what I tell adults is that remember when you were kids and you dreamed and you had aspirations and you didn't allow the life that you're living to limit your creativity. I make sure that I tell kids, don't stop being creative and know that you have the world by its tail. And all you have to do is to continue to push forward and believe in something that's a lot bigger than what you see.
Leonard, you wrote a wonderful book titled Beyond the Locker Room, Developing Your Game Plan for Life's Transitions. It's 5-star rated on Amazon.com. Remind our listeners about what they can learn when they read your book.
You know, Beyond the Locker Room was really just that. It's understanding how to go beyond and understanding that there is a beyond. I think all of us sometimes can get stuck in a rut, and we will kind of hinder ourselves and put boundaries around our own mindset and our own thinking. Beyond the Locker Room allows you to really dive into who you are, to create some self-awareness and understand that even going through some depression or loss or change or transitioning, that there's opportunities for you to learn from what you're going through, to take those transferable skills that you've learned over the years and to put those things to work and understand that you can create a real game plan for your life moving forward.
Leonard, talk about some of the stories you've heard, you know, when you were putting the book together, particularly regarding the difficulty that many players have had transitioning to life after the game, because most players don't get the opportunity to have a big press conference and, you know, announce their retirement and talk about that sort of thing. Most of the guys just end up getting cut and the phone never rings again. And they wake up one day and realize, I guess I'm retired. Talk about some of those stories that you heard.
I still don't know when I I just know that one day I wasn't playing anymore. Like, I mean, for the most part, that's how it happens. Like, you know, you can be literally on television 1 year, and then the next 2 years, you're like, gosh, what happened to such and such? That's how easy it is for this game to continue to push forward. And what I tell people is that you're not bigger than the game. And at the end of the day, you need to know that you have so much to offer. And I think that's why we created the Legends community, because what we want to do is we want to bring guys back into the fold. We want to create a new narrative, a new mindset, and let them know that you still have fans that are cheering for you. You still have people that are willing to reach out to you. You have an arm that's going to come around you and bring you and your family to something that's even bigger than what you could ever imagine. And I think really that's what I'm more excited about, guys, is that I get a chance to work with some amazing men and women in our league office and around the country. And even with NASCAR now, I'm working with NASCAR. I'm working with some amazing people there. And man, what it's showing me is at the end of the day, regardless of what sport you're in, that's one common element, and that's the human element. And as long as we continue to put people first and understanding that we have to serve the people, and then we will all win together.
So, Leonard, let's take that a step further, because I think it's fantastic what you're doing and what you're doing for the retired players, the Legends. But it seems like it was sort of born out of your own experience. And we've talked about this before, because your own transition came abruptly, like you sort of alluded to a moment ago, right? And it came abruptly for you, and it came as an emotional shock to not only you, but everybody in your household, because you had all the tools to make a smooth transition. You had the education, you had the support system, you had the resources, you have a strong faith, and yet when it happened, it sort of paralyzed you for a while. Talk about that.
Yeah, it paralyzed me because, you know, there's certain things that you can anticipate, but one thing you can anticipate is the emotional attachment element that goes along with transition. See, I spent most of my time with my fellas in the locker room, with them in the training room, on the field, etc. And then all of a sudden, after playing a game since I was 5.5, 6 years old, it abruptly came to an end. And somebody looked at me and said, "You have to now do something different." And what I tell people is, what if somebody told you after doing something for 30 years that now you have to change what you do and you have to do something different? It's not as easy as everybody wants it to be, and how everybody wants it to look like it should be so easy because we have two degrees. But it's a mindset shift. Like, it really is. And I think that's what's happening now, guys, is that we're teaching the guys how to shift their mindset, because where the mind goes, everything else follows. And if we shift our mindset and we know that we have some transferable skills to go further, man, it makes life so much easier.
Leonard, let our listeners know, before we let you go, how they can get a copy of your book, and then also how they can stay up to date with all the things that you're doing, the great things you're doing within the community, whether it's online or it's on social media.
Well, thank you so much. You guys can go to leonardwheeler.com. I would also like to, if there are some former players, legends that are listening, if you could go to the Legends community, NFLLegendsCommunity.com, and register, NFLLegendsCommunity, and register. And I want to make sure that I let all the listeners know that this Thursday tailgate, these guys are so amazing. And if you guys are listening, I want you to make sure that you continue to not only follow them, but you continue to put their names out there and let them know how significant and pertinent and just relevant. You guys are so relevant, and you allow us to have a voice. And for that, man, we are so grateful and so appreciative of everything that you guys continue to do for us. Thank you so much.
Ah, Leonard, we appreciate you so much, my friend. That's why you're a TNT Hall of Famer. You're fantastic to listen to. You got a lot of great insights, and you've been a wonderful friend and supporter. We can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back on the show. We hope you'll do it again real soon. It's always fantastic spending time with you.
Thanks again, Leonard.
Thank you, guys. Have a great night.
Take care, Leonard. That's former Carolina Panthers defensive back Leonard Wheeler. Again, NFL Legends community. Go check it out. You know, for the folks that are listening, please go check it out. They're doing some wonderful things for our former players. We've got our next guest, Rocky Blyer, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Rock on the other side of these words about Double Back Winery.